With the Maryland Capitol Report, I'm Matt Coates. The state Senate will take up the paid sick leave bill again this morning after contentious debate yesterday. The bill would expand the number of Maryland businesses required to let employees earn paid sick leave. Jill Powell with more on that from Annapolis.
Senator Serafini argued the bill would make it harder for small businesses to survive.
I think we all look on Main Street and we don't see the mom and pop hardware store anymore. We don't see the mom and pop stores.
And he added a small business owner would be hit hard by mandatory record keeping. Governor Hogan announced Maryland will bring its computer technology into the 21st century, thanks to nearly $200 million in federal funding. Maryland Think is a cloud-based data repository,
the first of its kind in the nation, which will completely transform our state's ability to deliver human services.
The governor told reporters the technology will improve communications among the agencies that serve Maryland's most vulnerable citizens. This is the Maryland News Network.
Now that I've joined Audible, pickup and drop-off time has become more, well, adventurous. As my boys and I listen to Nick Offerman narrate the adventures of Tom Sawyer.
You're a coward and a pup. I'll tell my big brother on you, and he can thrash you with his little finger, and I'll make him do it, too.
Don't get any ideas, you two.
Get the adventures of Tom Sawyer free when you start a 30-day trial at audible.com/act now. Audible. Turn any time into story time.
I'm Maryland's Secretary of Agriculture, Joe Bartenfelder. Agriculture is one of our most important industries. It provides millions of jobs for Marylanders. For farmers, it's a high-risk business. We can't control Mother Nature, but we can be prepared. Keep Maryland growing with an investment in crop insurance.
The deadline is March 15th. For more information, contact a crop insurance agent or visit mda.maryland.gov. Brought to you by the state of Maryland. Larry Hogan, Governor.